It is 4:52. As we mentioned a little earlier, Russia's president says he will sign a bill banning Americans from adopting Russian children. Vladimir Putin also thinks that countries should just take care of their own, and that will create a lot of problems here in the United States.
Well, joining us now is Susan Orban. She is the outreach coordinator at Children's Home Society and Family Services. Susan, this must be devastating news to people who just want to start a family, and this is their only way to do it.
It is devastating. First of all, thank you for having me. And it is devastating, not just for the families here in the United States who are interested in bringing a child into their family, but for the almost 500,000, if not more, children in Russia
right.
that will not have an option for a family.
Let's talk about families here that may be affected. As I understand, this ban would be immediate, and there are a number of people in the process of adopting Russian children. Do you know of anyone locally who's been affected?
There are families all over the United States who are going to be affected. The process of adoption in Russia requires 3 trips to the country in order to complete an adoption. And there are many families who have gone and met their children, have gone through the court process, been approved to adopt, and it seems that they may not be able to then go and bring that child into their family. So yes, there's families in this area and beyond.
And as you mentioned, too, we're not just talking about the families here trying to adopt, but also the children in Russia who won't have new families to come to here. What are the orphanages like there in Russia?
You know, the orphanages in Russia, I think that overall in Russia, you're going to have orphanages that do very well and others that do poorly. But I really, from what we have seen in Russia, the caregivers do a very good job, sometimes on very limited resources, in caring for the children. But many of the children that are in the orphanages have special needs. They have needs that cannot be addressed in that country. And there are many families that are bringing those children here to have those needs addressed and to bring them into their family. And I think it's also important to note that Russian citizens always have first priority in adopting the children from Russia, so that the children that have been adopted by families here have been passed over by Russian citizens.
All right, Susan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you.